Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. A federal judge has blocked Iowa's restrictions on buying certain foods like candy and soda with food assistance. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek reports.
Iowa got permission from the Trump administration to ban the use of SNAP and summer EBT for buying taxable items like soda, candy, and some other foods. Now a judge says federal officials violated the law when they approved the restrictions. Governor Kim Reynolds says she sought SNAP changes to improve Iowans' health, and the court's decision is short-sighted. Kathy Underhill is CEO of the Des Moines Area Religious Council, which runs a network of food pantries.
I wholeheartedly agree with the governor on the goal of having everyone eat nutritious food. That is absolutely a shared goal. It's just, what's the most effective way to get there? And I guess I would prefer we use carrots instead of sticks.
Underhill says she's cautiously optimistic because she agrees with the court's decision, but it's likely not the final answer. I'm Katerina Sostarek, IPR News.
Meanwhile, nearly 25,000 fewer Iowans are enrolled in federal food assistance programs than before the so-called One Big Beautiful Bill became law, and an estimated 360,000 Illinoisans were also expected to lose SNAP food assistance due to the expanded work requirements and eligibility cuts in the legislation. Ryan Bobst is the executive director of the North Liberty Community Pantry. He says the food bank has seen a 36% increase in the number of households it served since the bill became law. Bobst says the increased demand for food assistance falls on already stressed pantries.
The need is not going away. We would hope that people could meet their needs without SNAP, but they're just seeking assistance in a more informal or from a nonprofit setting.
He says people have also stopped enrolling in SNAP due to the administrative burden of proving they fit the work requirements. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says his office has been advising the Chicago Bears on crafting a new proposal that would keep the team on their home turf. He says he hopes the team has a bill before state lawmakers are set to meet again in the fall.
We want to get it done as soon as possible, and if they're able to put everything together as we hope they will, I'm willing to call a special session so that we can get a vote on it long before the veto session, if that's possible.
The Bears' board of directors voted earlier this month to move forward with a stadium development project in Hammond, Indiana. The project has faced some criticism for potentially raising taxes. Pritzker says Illinois is still, quote, as close as anybody to getting a stadium done, end quote. Substitute teachers in Davenport will see a pay increase in the next academic year. The Davenport Community School Board voted unanimously during their regular meeting this week to increase the regular daily rate from $132 to $175. Pay for retired teachers who substitute is going up to $200 from $177, and long-term substitute teachers will see their rate increase from $177 to $220. The increases are in response to Davenport having the lowest pay for substitutes compared to the Muscatine, Pleasant Valley, and Bettendorf school districts. World Cup fans in the Quad Cities are looking for another history-making win from the USA men's team tomorrow. WVIK's Jonathan Turner has more from a watch party at the Great River Brewery in Davenport.
The U.S. men's national team shut out Australia 2-0 Friday in the team's second World Cup group stage match, taking a huge leap towards a spot in the knockout stage, winning their first two World Cup games since the first international soccer tournament in 1930. Nick Urbane of Eldridge, a former soccer player and coach, was with his family watching the World Cup, wearing a blue USA soccer shirt that said One Nation, One Team.
It's exciting to have it in North America through Canada, the United States and Mexico. I think it's extra special that we're sharing the love throughout North America with the event.
The American team will return Thursday night at 9 p.m. to play Turkey in Los Angeles, and Great River will host another watch party. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
And this is WVIK News.